advantage of the concurrent classes that Dr. Wendt saw was when the kids go to schools, you know, here around, you know, Iowa, South Dakota, Nebraska, the classes from Western Iowa Tech transfer in. When you take the AP classes, you have to take the AP test, and you get a score from 1 to 5 on an AP test. And depending on what your score is, determines if that college accepts it or not. And so University of Iowa could require a 3 for one class, where University of South Dakota may do a 4 for that class. So it wasn't consistent across the board if our kids would get credit for that. And so to help counteract that, that's why we made the move to the concurrent enrollment classes.
You mentioned AP. What does that stand for?
That's your advanced placement. That's done through another organization and that stuff. So those are nationwide. You have advanced placement, and you have your baccalaureate classes.